Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So here's a question. If you ask, I don't know, 8 veterinarians, you probably get 10 different answers. When do I spay or neuter my cat? You know, for dogs, it's pretty much settled as to what the right answer there is. But for cats, yes, everyone pretty much agrees, unless you're a cat breeder, spaying and neutering is a good idea. Just when do you do it? When's the right time? And we'll talk about that with Dr. Lauren Demos, the president of the American Association of Feline Practitioners. We talked about this a little last week on the show, but I think I want to talk about it again based on your email response, and that is how dogs would never make a TV show called The Big Bang Theory. They do not like fireworks, so what do you do about it, especially at this late point in time with the 4th of July right around the corner? Is it too late to do something about it? The answer to that is no. What do you do? I have some ideas. And then this woman had an idea about what to do. And it's a tough topic to talk about. It's when a pet passes away. What do you do with the remains of the pet? And she has something that is really respectful and I think a very good idea. And we'll tell you about that. Most of all, here to take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Cheryl in Illinois, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a Pomeranian. Her name is Wicket, and she's about 8 years old. And lately, with the hot, humid weather, she's developed this kind of cough.
Pardon me.
Yeah, kind of like a barking seal. It's not something that's constant.
A barking seal?
Yeah, you know, or a honk, like a goose.
Like, what does that sound like?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I won't know. I'm not sure of that. Do that one more time. Very nice. And
yeah,
and you're calling because you're not sure if your dog thinks... There you go. if Wicket thinks that Wicket's really a seal, or...
I'm not sure if she's having a problem or not. If she's...
How old is your Pomeranian?
Well, let's see. She's about 8 years old. And she's been groomed recently, so I don't think she's having hairball problems. But sometimes it sounds a little bit like that.
Yeah,
know?
Dogs generally don't have hairball issues. It's our friends on the cat side of the coin that have that problem. And often when we think it's hairballs, you know, for a cat that constantly, every day, is upchucking, it's probably not a hairball, it's something else. And in your dog's case, very likely something else. since dogs don't have hairballs. I'm not sure what it is. It sounds like a reverse sneeze.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. So, you know what I would do? Not that your impression isn't spot on. Of course it is. Uh-huh. But if you can, I would videotape what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Because at the veterinary office, your dog will never recreate it. And it could be a collapsing trachea. But your dog might be. Did you, when your dog was younger or at any point in time, did you use one of those choke collars?
Oh, no.
Good.
No, not on Wicked. I've always had a harness on.
Good, good. Yeah. Because dogs that have that in general, even larger dogs, later in life can develop problems with their larynx as a result. Collapsing trachea is another story. I mean, that's sometimes a genetic thing, and it happens more often in smaller dogs. But it can be anything or really nothing at all. I would videotape it and bring that videotape into your veterinary clinic or even email it to your vet.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. I thank you very much. We're going to send you, since you have a little dog toy.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure she'll enjoy that.
I bet she will. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Steve.
Back to the phones, 866-554-PETS. Laura, you're
Hello?
On the radio. Hi.
Hi. Good. I have a question regarding our two female cats that we have.
I might have an answer.
Okay. One is 11 years old. The other one's 19 years old.
Mm.
The 19-year-old eats canned food.
Okay.
The 11-year-old eats dry food.
Okay.
Both cats are completely constipated. And I'm looking for a solution to help with that issue.
Hmm. What has your veterinarian said?
He suggested to give them, I can't think of what this stuff is called. It's a like a syrup.
Uh-huh. Lactulose?
Yeah, lactulose. That's mm-hmm. what it is. And both cats, when I give it to them, tend to vomit. So I just stay away from it because that's just another mess to clean up.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I would,
first of all, how much water do these cats drink?
I can't say for sure exactly how much they drink, but we do have two of the water fountains, those drink well fountains.
And did the cats use them?
Yes, they love them.
You know,
and
what's
extra bowls out in the house, too.
Okay, you're doing everything right. And this sounds crazy. I mean, you have two cats. What's in your water there, Laura? Because you have two cats. Because, well, really, I mean, you have two cats that have on completely different diets.
Mm-hmm.
This should not happen. And if they're really drinking, then that should help some. There are options aside from lactulose. And what I would do is I would contact your veterinarian, ask about Vaseline, incidentally.
Okay.
And ask them about another option that the cats maybe can handle, because we really do need to get them regular. It's uncomfortable for them. Now, I wonder if the other side of it has anything to do with it, the other side of it being the litter box.
Yeah.
So is there more than one litter box?
Yes, there's two.
Okay, because sometimes, and this happens in dogs more than cats, but if they don't like their options and don't like the substrate, now usually cats will just go somewhere else. And dogs sometimes will just hold it and hold it and hold it, and we get those calls all the time. For cats, that's unusual, but I wonder if that's what somehow is going on with your cat. So make sure that those places are squeaky clean, and you might add another litter box. But the truth is, while that won't do any harm, I'm not sure it'll help your problem. So you do need to call your veterinarian back. Also, for your younger cat, see if you could try to offer some tuna or salmon juice, maybe some low-fat chicken bouillon, and see if that helps. But again, talk to your veterinarian, because what you really need is an option to lactulose. Okay.
Okay.
So many places you can find us online on our website, petworldradio.net, or on my YouTube page. And simply type in Steve Dale when you go to youtube.com, and you will see hundreds of videos, including some with veterinary behaviorists about what to do with anxiety. Lots of potential types of anxieties in dogs and cats and other pets as well. One is fireworks, so I will talk about that next. I mean, the 4th is right here. Is it too late to do something about it? Not necessarily. I'll talk about that next.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Right here. Talking about fireworks. I think we talked about it a little last week on the show, but I want to talk about it again because you asked me to. So if you have anything you want me to talk about, the email address is steve@petworldradio.net. Or if you have questions like behavior questions and you prefer not to call 866-554-PETS, you can always email me as well, steve@petworldradio.net. And lots of you did just that, saying, can you talk more about fireworks? And, you know, the 4th of July is around the corner. Or going to be, what can I do now? Well, you still can do something about it. It really depends, though, on how fearful your dog happens to be. Now, the bad news is, for dogs that have extreme fear, and I believe some of these dogs might think that they're actually going to die. Most cats are okay with it, but some have extreme fear as well. It's kind of getting late in the game to really do something about it. And there are drugs that can make our pets drowsy. I'm not a fan of those. So imagine you're terrified of rats and you're in a room with 200 rats. And now your doctor has given you a drug to put you asleep. You struggle probably not to go to sleep because you're surrounded by all these rats. Now, whether I'm anthropomorphizing or not, I don't feel that this is the ideal answer, just making our pets sleepy. I mean, in the 1950s, 60s, into the 70s, it was the only answer. But today we can do better with some anti-anxiety medications that actually adjust the brain chemistry a bit. And the animals might be somewhat sleepy, but they're also just not as afraid. And that's the important part. The problem is many of those drugs take some time to kick in, some more than others. So still talk to your veterinarian. But to get a drug called acepromazine in particular, or even to give our dogs Benadryl, I'm not a fan of that. Maybe your veterinarian disagrees, but you heard my explanation as to why I'm not a fan. Now, for dogs that are moderately distressed, just unhappy about fireworks, at this point in time, there's a lot we can do. For one thing, you can still try some desensitization and counter conditioning. There are lots of tapes, and I have some links on my blog, and that's stevedale.tv, where you can download the sounds of fireworks. Or just play them off of YouTube. I mean, just Google in fireworks and you'll find plenty of them. And just play them at a low volume and feed your dog on the other side of the house. Your dog can hear it, but barely hear it, and your dog's fine eating. Then slowly pump up the volume and bring the food closer to the speakers. That's how you desensitize and counter condition. Now, that can take some time depending on your dog's fear level, but for dogs with moderate fear, you can do this probably in a couple days, or at least begin the process of doing it and do it somewhat effectively. The other thing you can do is when the fireworks are actually going off, or predictably when you think they might go off, take your dog down to the basement or a secluded room, turn on the television or the radio, a certain talk radio station would be a good idea that the show happens to be on, and play that in the background. If the dog is hearing that, maybe the dog won't hear the fireworks as much. Close the shades. Definitely close the windows so the dog can't hear it as well. And give your dog something distracting to do, something for most dogs involving food or play. So if there's kids around in the house, a great opportunity to play with the dog. Or one of those food puzzles, or just stuff some treat that the dog can take a while, not just crunch, I'm done eating it. Just take a while, like stuffing low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese inside a toy. There are countless toys made for that these days, available wherever pet products are sold. That can be a distraction to the dog, too. there's a product called Adaptil. I'm a huge fan. It's a copy of a pheromone that actually helps to calm puppies when mothers nurse their puppies. And this really can be found in a collar. It's a plug-in diffuser. Either which way is fine. If you're in a room, the diffuser for the dog, if the dog's in a room, or the collar goes wherever the dog goes. You could do both, actually. There's no overkill here. It's not a drug. It can do no harm and can help lower anxiety a bit. It's now, if the dog is absolutely out of his mind, terrified, it's not going to do the trick. But for dogs with moderate anxiety, this hugely can help as well. Talk to your veterinarian about some other things you can do. There are. The Thunder Shirt is one of them. And there are lots and lots of products out there. I write about all of these, the blog post, stevedale.tv. Coming up next, a respectful way, and it's a new idea for what to do with the remains of a pet that you've lost, right here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean on.
Lisa Brabella is president of and the creator of BioEarn, a fascinating idea. You know, end of life is the toughest thing for pet owners and I would argue veterinarians, veterinary technicians, to deal with. I mean, here's someone that you've known 15, maybe 20 years. I mean, you've known that pet for a long time. And not only for, so it's the pet owners, it's the immediate family, in some cases even friends. Life doesn't go on forever, but in a sense you have found a way for it to go on forever.
Indeed. You know, the end of a pet's lifetime is just the beginning of a new journey with BioEarn because we're creating new life with the ashes of a pet. And I created the product because of a need to help pet owners through that loss. And in the 13 years that I worked for Dr. Jack Stevens at Veterinary Pet Insurance, he not only taught me about the human-animal bond, but he always told me that if I were to bring a product to the veterinary industry, make it a product that helps them with a difficult part of their day. And I really don't think that there's anything more difficult than discussing end-of-life choices with a pet parent who's having to make that difficult decision. So I created BioEarns so that the veterinary professional could introduce it at that time in the conversation and help the pet parent to see how it's creating new life. And mm-hmm. it creates a circle of life experience, which can even be valuable to a child who might be experiencing loss for the first time.
Let's explain what the product is.
It's a biodegradable cremation urn. It's handmade in cotton, and it holds the ashes of a beloved companion, along with soil and the seed of the tree that they choose. And it's planted either in the ground or in a decorative pot, so folks that live in a high-rise or might not have a yard can still choose to grow a bioearn tree for their pet.
Or doesn't have quite the right climate.
Maybe,
you know, to have
too.
Something depending on the tree you choose or the plant you choose. So what was fascinating to me, among other things, is explain how people can choose what plant it is.
Well, they visit our website, and the first thing that it asks them after we determine what size they need is what their zip code is. And then they'll get a list of all the trees and flowering shrubs that will flourish and thrive in their particular area. So if they're buying it as a gift for a friend who might be across the United States, they might not know what tree would be perfect in that particular neighborhood, but our website would, because we partner with the Arbor Day Foundation, so they help a person to choose the right tree for their area.
And that's very cool, and just as cool, that tree doesn't have to live in your backyard or inside your house. It could also live in a national park?
It can. The National Forestry Foundation will receive any bioearn tree as long as it's indigenous to the forest in which it's being planted.
So, I think this is such a cool idea. It teaches kids something, too, and I think helps them maybe to deal with something that's awfully difficult to deal with.
I didn't actually see that when I was creating the product, but I realized it in my own family. When my son was 6, we lost our family pet, and he and Mako were very, very strongly bonded, and he took it really hard, and every time he'd walk through the living room and look at her urn, he'd get really kind of bummed out. And so we used her ashes to create our first video and grew a Chinese orchid tree, and he's 18 now, and every time he goes in the backyard to do his chores, he goes straight to her tree, brushes away anything that might be around the base and notes its growth, and always looks at me with a big smile on his face, which is such a nice change from the look on his face before.
And what about for people that just don't have a green thumb and they're saying, okay, I've tried to grow all these things in my backyard or in my house, it doesn't go well. You have kind of an interesting solution.
We do. We have the no green thumb option, and we partner with the Arbor Day Foundation, and a person who just doesn't feel like they have it in them to grow a tree from a seed can order the Arbor Day Foundation no green thumb option, and they will be sent the tree of their choice that's about 12 inches high, and it's a thriving sapling, and they can plant it and have luck with that.
It's, I think, fascinating idea. People can learn more. Where?
At our website. BioEarn is actually a handmade product in the United States and a veteran-owned business. MyEternalFamilyTree.com or also BioEarn, the number 4, pets.com.
Okay, so give me one of those one more time.
www.bioearn, the number 4, pets.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was talking earlier about fireworks anxiety. We do have some videos on that topic. Check out our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube, type in my name, Steve Dale. Check out our website, that is petworldradio.net, and my personal website, stevedale.tv, where I write about all these products that might be able to help your pet. Depending on your pet, every animal is different, and also the level of anxiety. Coming up next, what we do. We take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I can feel it. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Jim in Iowa, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I've got a question for you. Looking to see what, if you've experienced or have any information as to, I've got a dog, a 4-year-old golden doodle, who for as long as we can remember, after every time she eats her food, she burps.
You're sure that's the dog?
That's the dog.
Not your significant other?
No, trust me. I've blamed it on all three girls and the wife, but it's the dog.
You have three daughters?
I do.
Not easy?
No.
I understand. Well,
and
not
a
really.
Female dog.
I don't. You're surrounded by women, aren't you?
Yes.
Not so bad. You okay there, Jim?
So far.
All right. Well, I ought to send you a lot more than what I'm about to send you, which is a Kong Wobbler. And what this is, it's a large Kong toy It looks like it's on steroids. It's so large. And what you do is you put kibble inside. Here's why I'm going to send it to you. As the dog goes, bum, and bounces it a little bit, a piece or two falls out, but just a piece or two. And then your dog moves it again, and another piece or two, maybe three, falls out. And that's all. And again, that way your dog can't eat too fast.
And does that sit in the bowl?
No. What you do is it's a large plastic toy. It's in the shape of how would you describe it? Sort of a pyramid? Is that about right? And what you do is it unscrews. You don't need screws to do it. You just twist it. Your girls can do this, actually. It'd be fun. And then you pour the kibble in. You measure the amount, and then you pour whatever amount you usually feed your dog in one end. Then you screw it back together, and you put it down for the dog. And you kind of have to show the dog first few times.
Right.
You know, by moving it a little, a piece or two will fall out. But your dog, I mean, they catch on quick, especially if they're hungry. And then your dog will move it around. And you know what? I love enrichment toys anyway. Most dogs love getting their food. And this is how I think all dogs should be fed anyway. For folks, not you necessarily, who have two or three of these type toys, what you do is actually you put them in different places around the house so your dog actually looks for them. It's a great way to feed dogs in general, you too. But you can fit all the dog's food easily into this, even if you had a monster Great Dane dog. I mean, it's large enough. And your dog just moves it around, gets a piece or two at a time, and cannot that way inhale the food.
So it has to do with the speed with which it's being eaten then?
I think. I mean, this will eliminate that probability. Now, if your dog is still belching after every meal, then it could mean, I mean, do you get, oh, geez, do you get on the other end of the dog something that?
No.
Okay. I'm glad you caught on to that. Thank you very much. So I don't know that digestion is a problem. I'm willing to bet that your dog is just eating too fast.
Because I've seen dogs, and I'm caring for a dog, my neighbor's dog this week, and that dog inhales it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you pour it in, and before you've actually completed the pouring in, it's gone.
It's amazing.
And that's not how our dog does it. In fact, our dog comes to her bowl when we're sit down for dinner and eats when we do at a regular pace.
But still, it might be fast. You know, every individual is different. It might be fast for your dog or too fast for your dog. Listen, it's a free toy. Give it a try.
Fair enough.
And if it doesn't work, then what I'd do is I'd ask your veterinarian. Have you done that?
I think we have, actually.
And what has your vet said?
And what they told me is to raise the bowl up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea as well. Yeah.
But our neighbor tried that and without still to no avail, though. So,
but your neighbor's dog isn't your dog.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so I would, that's another possibility as well. But, you know, give this a try.
Okay.
All right, wait a week or two for us to get it to you.
Okay.
Hold on so we can get your address.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. There goes the guy that lives with a harem. Jeannie in Illinois, you're on the radio. Welcome.
My dog, Spike, he's a Boston Terrier. He is 6 years old, and we've never had him fixed. I'm just wondering, my vet never made a big deal, but then I hear that shorten his life by, you know, he could get cancers and things like that. So
the truth is that for male dogs, I'm not talking females, a completely different story. I mean, you do want to spay or neuter any dog, and I'll tell you why in a second. But for females, spaying, which is the terminology, they can't get ovarian cancer because you're eliminating that possibility quite literally. And that's important because that does occur somewhat frequently. The kinds of cancer for male dogs that you're eliminating the possibilities for really don't occur all that often. But here's what you're doing. You're doing the responsible thing, first of all, by neutering your pet because you never know. If your dog gets out and meets a hot babe, and also your dog is more interested in getting out. And in addition to that, sometimes, depending on the individual dog, there can be more dog-on-dog aggression, particularly males with other males on the street. You know, so it is definitely a good thing still. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. So I'm not saying it's going to change the world for your dog. Your dog's going to have a shortened lifespan. But it still is absolutely the right thing to do. And we do have an overpopulation issue in some places in America with dogs. So why wouldn't you spay him? I mean, neuter. I'm sorry. Why would you not neuter your dog?
Well, he has always had a great temperament and never been a problem. So that's why we haven't done that. So, but I can see your point where, you know, at some point, he may. So, and 6 years old, not too late?
No. And you know what? What kind of dog did you say?
He was a Boston Terrier.
Yeah. You know, Boston Terriers are prone to dental problems at about this age. So if your dog has to go under for a teeth cleaning at some point, that would be a good time to do it.
Okay.
And this isn't major surgery, and your dog's not going to come out of the surgery saying, boy, I'm mad at her. You know, I mean, it's you know, we have these preconceived notions because we're people, but they're dogs. And because they're dogs, they don't think like we do. And I think they're, you know, some people think it's not fair to neuter males, and some males think they wouldn't do that for sort of macho reasons, but it is the right thing to do.
Okay.
Coming up next, our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve at petworldradio.net. As you may know, I'm involved with this campaign. We created it, actually, called Stop Lyme. It's an issue for dogs, as it is for people, and there are lots of misconceptions on both sides. We'll talk about one of those next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve at petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Who wants to pet Fluffy if she's got fleas? Or Fido if he's got ticks?
These pests can transmit serious diseases and cause needless discomfort. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter and his pesky friends for a ride to see your veterinarian. Your pet will thank you. Visit petsandparasites.org for more information.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about, and we will talk about this in just 1 second, because our email question of the week, well, more than 1 second, maybe 12 seconds. Our email question of the week involves this as well, having to do with our Stop Lyme campaign. Dr. Natalie Marks is here next week. Also, all right, this is the time of year when people go out and get pets. So, and we have a video about this from the American Animal Hospital Association on our YouTube page, and you can find it on our website as well, which is petworldradio.net. How to choose the right pet for you. Well, for most of us, it may be a dog or a cat, but for some of you, it might be, dare I say, a reptile. And Stephen Sattal, who's a veterinary technician, happens to be quite expert when it comes to reptiles. And we'll also talk about the pet population around the world. I mean, America isn't the only pet-loving country, you know.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Mary in New York State emails that her dog once had Lyme and was treated. She wants to know why her veterinarian is suggesting vaccination. Well, if you're in an endemic area, the good news for pets, for dogs, it's not good news for people quite yet. I predict, I have a crystal ball here, that in 2018 or 19, there will be a vaccine for people. I mean, Lyme disease and tick disease in general, but specifically Lyme, is really just about an epidemic proportions. Conservatively, at least 300,000 people are diagnosed every year. That's a lot of people. So it's a serious issue, and it's a serious issue for dogs, too. The thing about it for dogs and for people, I believe, is that it's not like chicken pox. Once you get it, you're not going to likely get it again. No, that's not the case. Once you get it, you may get it again and again and again. At least for dogs, I believe the same is true for people, too. So every year you need to protect with a product that is a preventive, say a spot-on product or a chewable product, whatever you and your veterinarian discuss. I personally like new technology. So Bravecto, which protects for more than 30 days, up to 48 days, is something I like. It's a chewable product, Bravecto with fluoroliner. That's one idea. But another is to vaccinate as well. If you live in a Lyme endemic area, and because you vaccinated last year or the year before, the year before, the year before that, that's inconsequential to the ticks. It doesn't much matter. You don't have protection from year to year. So you do need to vaccinate again. And because your dog had Lyme doesn't mean your dog cannot be reinfected, which is not a good thing. That's not a good thing for our dogs or for people, I suspect, either. See your veterinarian for more information. StopLyme.com is a website we created as to talk about this issue. I know it needs to be talked about. We got involved, and I'm so grateful for the American Veterinary Medical Association, who said, yes, this is really important. Being preventive and helping educate people about tick disease in dogs is important. But it's just as important to do it for people, too, right? And the Global Lyme Alliance is participating in this cooperative effort between veterinary medicine and human health as well. StopLyme.com for more information. Coming up next, we talk about cats, and we talk with Dr. Lauren Demos, the president or incoming president. She's right on the cusp about when to spay or neuter cats as kittens. Believe it or not, there's some controversy about that, and we'll talk about why next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Laura Demos is the incoming president of the American Association of Feline Practitioners. There are lots of cats that, from a shelter, they're going to be spayed or neutered in most cases, but not all cats that we bring into our house. So the next question is, at what age should we ideally do this if we're bringing in a kitten?
I think this is a really interesting and a really good question that you posed, Steve.
And I'm going to back up a little bit and say, well, first, do we need to do it?
Hands down, the answer is yes. Cats should be spayed. Cats should be neutered. The overpopulation of companion animals in the U.S. is staggering. I spent about 6 years overseas in Australia working at the West Australia's largest cat shelter and welfare organization. And to see firsthand on a day-to-day basis these numbers of strays coming in, or even previously owned pets that just aren't wanted anymore, it's heartbreaking. There's an emotional component.
And there are health benefits to spaying and neutering our pets.
Absolutely. So there is absolutely no contention in the veterinary industry that spaying and neutering is the right practice for our pets, cats being no different. But I think it's a really good question to look at cats as a species separate from dogs and sort out what is that age that we start. Traditionally, we had a lot of sort of school repertoire academia telling us that 6 to 9 months and training our veterinarians at 6 to 9 months is a traditional age. But when you stop and take a look at what data, what research supports that, there really isn't a lot of information that says that's the right age. So now if we go back...
But there's one thing that is right about it. Excuse me, but there is one thing I'm sure you'd agree that's right about it, is we might catch the cat before it cycles, before it could have kittens. But that's part of the answer, too. Might.
Might. I think, and that's the key word there. When we now know that cats can come into heat as young as 4 months.
4 months?
4 months.
Yeah.
So now we're having a gap of 2 months where we
at least
missing those patients. So how do we address that? And I think there's some interesting things starting in terms of movements in the veterinary community. There's a grassroots type organization called Fix by Five, and they're trying to promote awareness that maybe we need to be shifting the age that we look at spaying and neutering these cats. And there's some benefits, too, for practitioners as well. As you alluded to, health benefits, we do know that there's some moderate evidence to show that mammary carcinomas can be reduced if we spay at earlier ages, i.e. before their first heat. That's huge. Mammary carcinomas in cats are terrible to treat. They're difficult.
And that's breast cancer.
Exactly. And it's just like in people medicine, radical mastectomy is often the surgery of choice, and so infrequently is it curative. It's a terrible disease to have to deal with. So
it's better not to have it. And here's a way, in cats anyway, we can prevent it from happening.
Exactly. Preventative medicine is always the best, people or cats. So that's one benefit. I think there's still a lot of research that can be done, and this is a really exciting area to look at. But we know as well that if we stagger spay and neuter visits to sort of coincide better with our vaccine series, there's a potential we might have better client compliance, we might have better client retention in the practice.
That's from your perspective, and my perspective as a cat owner would be, okay, if my kitten's coming in to see you and is doing so a couple of times and we get into the habit of seeing a veterinarian,
right,
and the kitten may not be then so traumatized about seeing the veterinarian,
right,
with additional education about how to do that, incidentally, which is really important, then you're more likely to see a cat for life. If that's the case, then you can, we talked about prevention, you can't prevent illness in pets you're not seeing. That's a tough thing to do.
I want a relationship with you, and I want a relationship with your cat, because feline health is multifactorial. Cats are so good at hiding illness. If I can be seeing your cat and you on a regular basis, we're much more likely to catch things like dental disease that are so hard to find, chronic kidney disease. Keep your cat up to date on routine wellness care. And there's so much that we can do if we work together in that way. So routine visits and starting with the spay-neuter, I think that's a really good point to base our future relationship off of.
Yep, so many reasons to do exactly what we're talking about. We'll see what happens
right
in the community as to whether the official recommendation a year from now when we get together changes to be about 5 months to spay or neuter our cats. From the American Association of Feline Practitioners, that's catvets.com.
Correct. That's catvets.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Next week, more about Lyme and what reptile? You heard me right. Reptile to choose as a pet.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.